Part 3. Inside the white-hot soul that boils with bitter outward blame, primitive in its inception like a just-born star, born from a black hole sinkhole infusion of pain and power, tight knot force pouring from an unguarded door, gushing forward like a colossal flood, lifting homes, babies from parental arms, and the nesting rodents from their burrows, remorseless, lashing this way and that just for the sake of it, for the sound and for the consequences I could unleash. Whispers in my ear of love were an implanting larvae insect bite to pour vinegar on and be done with. But they burned these larvae beneath my skin, traveled north to latch onto my spinal neck nerve, hatch again, consuming me with ignored madness. I kept myself pure of sentiment until the end, until the next life when those larvae overtook and cloaked my retreat with parallel barriers of shame and guilt, called me to a time out, to be removed, to learn discipline and control, gentleness carrying out daily simple tasks, bothering no one, small, self-sustaining, glimpsing a first taste of a personal God as I let the weight bear down through the darkness, building a sanctuary where I could chalk mark the walls with my crimes, come to terms with accountability. Gradually, many lifetimes later, those larvae grew translucent wings, thin but strong enough to lift me off the ledge of confinement into the light of a new longing, a vision bursting, birthed from both a streamlined, focused responsibility toward a tender eternity and a well cave of feeding minerals, feeding, blunt axe perpetually hacking, holy despair.